Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not. I'm being my cocky shit for a second. If you keep saying, oh, she too masculine, what it means is you too feminine. If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me. Look at these eyebrows, girl.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Gina, but I go by Tigger.
Look, she's giving me like dyke vibes. I got a feeling she fucked with women at some point, probably still do, but they come on here to find a man to pay for shit. They come on here and play heterosexual to find a pay pig, a male pay pig. So I have a sneaky suspicion that this woman is not really straight for real.
And so you've been a homosexual all your life, you said earlier, right?
Gigi, where you calling me from?
From Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach.
Yeah. East Coast.
Are you calling me from Richmond or Virginia Beach?
Virginia Beach.
Okay. Virginia Beach. Okay. How old are you, love?
I'm 33.
You have a ring in your lip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Piercing.
I gotta get into this. Okay. So you got a ring in your lip, okay. And that's a ring on your nose?
Girl, I got a lot of piercings. It's two on my nose. I just recently got a lot of them taken out when I was in the hospital. I had two here on each side at the top. I don't know if you see behind my ear.
Woo, child, you like pain.
Got them. Oh my,
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
There's some serious mental issues here. Once you get all those piercings and tattoos, there's some mental issues that go along with them. Period. So, I mean, look, she's wearing all of her red flags. So any dude who signed up for this deserves whatever he gets.
Wait, hold up. It's like the stapler. You got piercing going on. Oh, my God. That didn't hurt?
No.
Wait, did they staple it on your body?
So it's called a dermal, where they have to essentially, like, remove a piece of your skin, like, with a dermal punch.
What does that mean? What is...
For credit.
I don't know what that means.
I got over 30-something piercings. I think I got these, like, last year. I don't know. I don't...
What, you 33? You've been getting a piercing every year since you was born?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
So, Gigi, Virginia Beach, 33, 30 piercings. You have any kids?
I'm reading the comments. I'm sorry. Yes, I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
Married and divorced.
Okay. Try not to have your hair cut off.
Oh, sorry.
When'd you get divorced?
2018.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I'm a registered medical assistant. Ashley was preparing to go into the military, and that kind of came to a stop once the accident happened.
First off, she rides a motorcycle. This is a dyke. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. This is a fucking dyke trying to pull the wool over men's eyes. So she's a biker chick. She was about to go into the military. She got a 9-year-old. So if she got a 9-year-old, she says she's married and divorced, and she got divorced in 2018. So you divorce your husband, I'm assuming that was his kid. You divorce your husband with a 2-year-old and went out back to the streets with a 2-year-old. That tells you everything you need to know about a woman who would divorce her husband with the 2-year-old. I said this earlier. I don't give a fuck if he cheating. And if he backslap you from time to time. Like, I ain't talking about, like, putting a bitch in a coma or nothing. But just, like, a backslap from time to time. Look, if I was a woman, I'm not leaving my fucking husband with a 2-year-old. I'm just going to have to take these back slaps at least until the kid gets 6 or 7 or something.
God, you're sick.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
All right, girlfriend. What kind of man you looking for?
One that has his stuff together. Please come prepared for love. I don't
Oh my gosh, three cuts in the eyebrow trying to wild out. Let's see if I can find it.
Three cuts in your eyebrows trying to wild out.
But yeah, ma'am, you don't qualify. You got a kid, you a dyke, different color hair, cuts in your eyebrow, all these piercings. It's just a no. It's just a flat out fucking no. I would say some of these other delusional women have a better chance of getting this high value man than you do. Some of these fat, you know, single mothers with three kids by three different baby daddies, I feel like they have a higher chance of getting a high-value man than you do.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow your roll, bro.
I'm not a therapist. I'm not your mother. Just know what you want, but definitely have to be spontaneous. I love to travel. As I said earlier, I have a motorcycle. I have an SI. I have my truck, so I definitely like to go fast. But just knowing what they want, I think, is the biggest thing. I don't have time to try to figure it out for you.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
You got to keep up with her lifestyle because she like to drive fast and ride fast. You got to be spontaneous, keep her excited, all while having your shit together. None of it is adding up, is it? She sounds bitter, jaded. Yeah, because she's only qualifying for low-value men because she's a low-value woman. And that's what keeps them in a constant state of frustration. They don't want to accept the fact that I'm going to keep running into these low-value men because I'm a low-value woman.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Deal breakers.
Liars. Straight up. Liars. That, I think, that covers a whole slew of things. So if you're a cheater, you're a liar.
The only problem is nobody's going to be like, oh, man, I'm a cheater and a liar. Let me not reach out. It's pointless to say. To me, deal breakers shouldn't be like liar or cheater. It should be like, I'm trying to think of a good example. I mean, as bad as it sounds, I mean, it would make more sense for them to say, you can't be under 6 feet. I won't date under 6 feet. I won't date under 70K. It's a deal breaker. I mean, those aren't good deal breakers to say because it turns men off. But I'm just saying that makes more sense. Because then dudes who make under 70K know not to reach out. Dudes who are under 6 feet know not to reach out. But the same logic doesn't go for a liar isn't going to reach out. A liar don't care that you said, I don't want a liar. The fuck? He's going to lie about being a liar. He's a liar. Like, think about it. A cheater is going to lie about being a cheater. He's a cheater. She's so fucking dumb, man.
Cheater, you're a liar. If you know what I'm saying? I think liars, that's pretty much the only thing. You ain't got a good job either. Please have a job. Please.
Have a job, okay.
Low expectation, have a motherfucker.
Yes.
Should he look a certain way?
I wouldn't say you have to look a certain way. More or less, you gotta at least be 5'10 or higher. Okay. I'm 5'7. Yeah. And I like to wear my stilettos. Once I'm back on my feet, because I'm on crutches right now, I'm a stiletto girly.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
She's not serious about a relationship. A woman who's serious about a relationship isn't basing her relationship standards off of how tall I am in heels.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
No, just be able to afford the things we both enjoy doing. I don't want to have to say, hey, I'm going on a cruise next month. You like, ah. I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna go. I'll holler at you when I get back.
What kind of shit is that?
Your confidence needs to be broken if you think this makes sense.
My baby has like maybe 8 stamps in her passport, and she's almost 3. I need a man to keep up with that. I don't want to put a man in a predicament to where I'm like, all right, we out. You gonna take care of the house and feed the dogs? Because I don't want to do that to him. I would never crush a man's self-esteem like that.
What man want a woman who like, hey, I'm going, you know, such and such this weekend. You coming? Oh, not. Well, I'm going either way, just to let you know. I mean, if you can't go, okay, but I'm going without you. What man want to hear that from his woman? It's a fucking deal breaker for most men. I mean, I want you to go on vacation with me, but I go without your ass too. I'm sure that makes a man feel loved, right? Fuck out of here. She is a huge bitch.
When she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
I'm gonna go. I'll holler at you when I get back. I'm gonna go live my life. But at least be able to afford the way you enjoy to live, or you desire to live.
Be able to afford the way I desire to live. That's really what she's saying. Be able to keep up with how I desire to live at the very minimum. This chick is masculine. Like I said, I don't think she likes dudes like that. No masculine man is going to fuck with her. Point blank, period.
All right, let's do the Kendra cam.
All right, Kendra, you got to give me a second because, like I said, I'm on crutches, but I will do it because I talk trash about the ones that don't try to do it.
Why?
Give me a second.
On crutches? Wait, no. If you're on crutches, you can get a pass.
I can... Girl, I work for this body. I told you I was trying to get into the military.
Girl, you know you must got a good body if you want to do it on crutches, child.
Woo! I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman.
They come across like dudes. Her mannerism is like a dude. Why? She's not a dude.
I mean, seriously, is this a guy? Are those two pistols tatted on her waistside? Come on, man. Are those... Those are two pistols. This is a whole nigga right here. Who been in gangs, pulled drive-bys, and some more shit. What woman, what feminine woman thinks to lift up her shirt and make a muscle like that? Like, this is crazy. Yeah, that's definitely a man body. What the fuck? That's scary, actually.
Okay, don't show us the under part. Okay. Woo, okay, you got no flat. You got a flat stomach. Can't play with you. Okay, when was your last relationship?
Last relationship was October of last year.
October of last year. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. What was the last time you was intimate with someone?
That would have been, what month were we in? July? About May? March. It would have been, no, it was May. I'm lying. Wrong M month. It was May.
Who the hell wants to deal with a woman like that?
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.